I'm most concerned about a false flag that is going to be blamed on the Russians, but also, Alex, with the removal of the children and the women and mothers and children, obviously babies and stuff, out of the four rejoined to the Russia, we'll call them former parts of Russia, I believe there is going to be a very serious nuclear or hyperbaric weapon demonstration. I think that the vilification of President Putin is off the charts. You watched it happen, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump. And the globalists are the ones that are doing their best to put Russia and the United States at war. And Lucifer himself wants the war. He wants the maximum amount of death. He doesn't care who does it. He just wants to make sure it gets done. So when Zelensky said, and he's backtracking it right now, that the United States needs, he was inferring, to attack Russia with nuclear weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to pay $17 a gallon for gas? 17 bucks a gallon. Are you willing to go without heat? Are you willing? And $70 billion, actually it's more than that, $100 billion now, that has gone into the Ukraine, and 80% of it, Alex, is going out the back doors of Ukraine. All the weapons we're giving them is they're going out on the black market. Now, obviously, they're using some of them. But ladies and gentlemen, please understand, when we attacked the Nord Stream pipeline, that was a direct act of war. When we are having our liquid natural gas tankers going across selling U.S. LNG at more expensive prices than the Russians were, I want everyone to understand that if somebody loves their country and they're a nationalist and they want to protect their people, I can tell you this. It's interesting to me, and this is really critical. Russia has an active civil defense. They are able to shield their population. They are able to shield their manufacturing. They are on a wartime footing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And ladies and gentlemen, we're running out of, quote, all of our weapons, and some of the generals have warned about it. You're watching the internal destruction of the United States, a communist takeover and takedown, and the finishing touch is going to be a nuclear-launched strategic weapons against the United States. Now, I believe that God can do anything, but unfortunately, remember this, the very party that's pushing nuclear war made war on God. They said God has no place on our platform. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you history records nations with that attitude as disappearing from off the earth. And I think that people better realize it, Alex. We're not on a multi-month countdown, in my opinion, okay? I pray I'm wrong. We are on a moment-by-moment, day-by-day, what would you say, threat level that is increasing beyond anybody's ability to grasp and apply it. Now, they can grasp it, but apply it to your life. And I'm calling it the day everything you've known before is gone forever, okay? It's not just the day the dollar.
And Klaus Schwab's been saying, get ready for that. You'll own nothing, you'll have nothing. You won't live in cities, you'll live in communes. I mean, they are doing this.
While millions may be waking up to the depopulation agenda, it still continues unhindered. The COVID vaccines have been thoroughly exposed as being deadly, and yet we are still injecting our children with them. The National Guard deceptively gives service members the deadly COVID vaccine instead of the flu shot. Russia is forcing all citizens conscripted to fight in Ukraine, now estimated to be 300,000 people, to get vaccinated for COVID or go to jail for 10 years. And dairy farmers in New Zealand are being forced to vaccinate their cattle with an mRNA vaccine, which is reportedly resulting in the instant death of 15% of the herd. And the cattle that do survive will now produce milk and meat with the spike protein. It is now clear to all that the LGBT movement is part of this depopulation program. Homosexual sex wasn't enough for this death cult, so they incentivized castrating children under the guise of transgenderism. Eugenics program Planned Parenthood is now marketing puberty blockers and chemical castration for children. Planned Parenthood is also launching a new mobile abortion clinic in an attempt to maintain depopulation levels at the borders of states which have made it illegal to kill babies in the womb. And with the war in Ukraine needlessly escalating, with no peace talks being considered at all, it is evident that the Judas goats and their bureaucrat minions think they can kill us all and evade justice for their crimes against humanity. It appears that the United States has sabotaged Russia's Nord Stream 2 fuel pipeline, an act of war reminiscent of the Berlin-Baghdad railway conflict that helped ignite World War I. Early this week, Russia's infamous Doomsday submarine, capable of creating a radioactive tsunami, reportedly disappeared from its base and was spotted days later while operating on the Arctic surface. Photographs in the city of Belgorod appear to show the deployment of the Parasvet mobile laser system, which renders an area invisible to enemy surveillance by blinding surrounding satellites, allowing Russia to secretly mobilize an attack. Retired Brigadier General Kimmett says nukes are on the table.
Look, I think it's fairly simple to lay down the options. It could be the soft side of it, which is doubling down on sanctions, doubling down on export controls, ranging all the way to a nuclear response of our own and everything in between.
Zelensky says that NATO must preemptively launch nuclear weapons against Russia as a warning. And unhinged Hollywood activist Sean Penn agrees with him.
Well, even countries that have nuclear weapons can remain intimidated to use them. And we're seeing that now with our own country. And I fear what that legacy is going to be. No one wants to see a nuclear conflict.
I don't want to see one. Nobody
does. At the same time, if only one bully is going to be able to use those weapons as a threat, we got to rethink what we're doing.
The lunatics in charge are buying up underground bunkers and anti-radiation drugs in hopes they will survive the mass culling agenda that continues on, unhindered. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Well, the man joining us predicted all of this at a level even more accurate than myself, or people like David Icke. He's Steve Quayle, and he's with us for the rest of the hour. We've got to do a commercial-free two-hour emergency show with him very, very soon. We are inside the New World Order now. I want to play the White House press secretary just 30 minutes ago. This just broke. Walking back, Biden saying we're about to have Armageddon yesterday, and Zelensky saying we need to preemptively nuke Russia. I mean, these people are out. This has never before happened in U.S. or world history. This is way more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis, in my view. We'll get Steve Quayle, best-selling author, researcher, true patriot, trailblazer, stevequayle.com. Here he is, the press secretary.
Did the president plan to use the word Armageddon? Why did he choose that particular reference to Revelation 16:16?
Okay, so Russia's talk of using nuclear weapons is irresponsible. And there's no way to use them without unintended consequences. It cannot happen. We won't be intimidated by Putin's rhetoric. We have not seen any reason to adjust our own nuclear posture, nor do we have indications they are preparing to use them. But Putin can de-escalate this at any time, and there is no reason to escalate.
Putin just called for a peace deal. I'm not lionizing Putin. Steve Quayle, the original founder of the Patriot Movement, the guy that exposed the entire New World Order agenda 30-plus years ago. Steve, you're here. Thank you for joining us, my friend, in such dire times. You've been warning of this for so long. Now it's here. How would you describe the state of the world today? All right, we got a problem with Steve's audio. Steve, I don't know if it's on your end or on our end.
Okay. Let's start. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. We are at and undergoing nuclear war right now. The preparatory phases of it are initiated. Now, I want to make it clear. When you tell the truth, I tell the truth. It's not propaganda. The United States initiated the talk of nuking Russia, and it was never brought up from the Russian mouthpieces until they were responding to us. Right now, even in the last 24 hours, Alex, there was an intercontinental ballistic missile intercepted over basically the Yukon territory. And I have guys that have calculated the trajectory. It's beyond my math skills. And someone was sending an ICBM. It was not Russia. So the point being is that we have missiles being intercepted. By the way, a piece you just put together is outstanding. We've got lasers being used to blind our eyes in the skies. We have watched the, if you will, the rhetoric ratchet up now, and there's no pulling it back. There is no pulling it back.
And again, your audio was cut out. Start over. We're in the preparatory phases of nuclear war. They even admit that. And at the same time, I've been worried about a nuclear false flag by some rogue group or some Spectre-type group, and you're saying that may have happened today.
That may have happened, actually, in the last 24 hours. Now, can you hear me okay now?
I can hear you. Start over.
Okay. Yep. The launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile from the Far East has taken place, and it was intercepted over the area in Silver City, Yukon. Now, what most people don't understand is that we're no longer playing games. We bombed the Nord Stream pipeline. You saw Victoria Nuland. You saw the president make the statements. We saw the commendation from one of the Polish ministers. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching acts of war taking place. And I believe that we have seen right now, Alex, the first shots of World War III, nuclear World War III being fired. And by the way, the Russians notified the U.S. government, I'm told this, that D.C., Washington, D.C., New York, and Denver's a home of the continuity of government, a facilitating center in case of Washington, D.C. disappearing. They've already told, the Russians have told the United States what they're going to do. And the United States is basically saying, well, they're warning the people they better be ready to change clothes in a nuclear attack in the subway in New York. The United States has no civil defense, no food, no sanitation, no even radiation sensors. And yet any country that can shield its population and its industry, as well as Russia has, basically Russia's in the upper hand position. And it's fascinating because now what we're watching is the statements of ordering, you know, $290 million worth of anti-radiation pills. All this stuff is too little, too late. We have sat as the American people and watched the theft of liberty, the theft of freedom, and now the theft of our lives. And there's a disconnect, Alex, because people are in a reality avoidance mentality. But meanwhile, the false flag, you are absolutely correct. The false flag will take place in Ukraine. It will be an atomic event, and then the Russians will be blamed. So the Russians are on basic notification to everybody. Look, we know this is coming, but there's no statements coming out of Russia that it's going to be a tactical response. They're talking strategic response. They're stating that NATO nations and the United States, and they named the targets, are what are going to
stay there. Russia's getting ready for full nuclear war. Couldn't be a more important broadcast. Stay with us, Steve Quayle. There is a extreme surrealness to where we are. The president of the United States talking about Armageddon, end of the world. The dictator now of Ukraine, he is a dictator. He was elected, but he's having a dictatorship, calling for a preemptive nuclear strike on Russia. Everybody from Sean Penn to you name it, calling for nuclear war, and liberals saying, we love nuclear war. It's liberal. Steve Quayle, top analyst on this. Please continue. We went to break. You're talking about a false flag in Ukraine, a nuclear false flag.
Well, right. And what you're calling, obviously, the surrealness of the moment, we are talking about the absolute worst case scenario, the nightmare that's unfolding. And there's a reality disengagement in the mainstream press. Alex, everything, and I want to say this, everything that you've warned about, everything you've made your videos about, ladies and gentlemen, Alex is the tip of the spear. And I'm encouraging you, if you have any sense of saving the Republic, or at least the remnant of the Republic, please get behind him. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are at a moment in time unlike any other, and our Defense Department is making war on the American population, the American servicemen, and forgetting we've got real enemies out there. And the cavalier, that's the best word I know, attitude of the Biden administration, the milli military, and the whole, if you will, war within the U.S. military, the destruction of our advanced technology, defunding them. And I got to tell you, Alex, red high heel shoes won't stop a hypersonic missile. Russia has demonstrated their prowess. Now, look, I want to say something. The truth is the truth. And we have in the United States broken every treaty, every agreement we ever made with Russia. They have. And I'm saying this. I'm fighting, you're fighting to try and influence whoever's out there listening. You don't want nuclear war. You don't want the destruction. Now, I'm talking to the average American, but the globalists, the illuminists, they are absolutely wetting themselves for joy over the fact that they're going to get rid of, you know, a billion people, either not just from initial nuclear radiation effects, but from the starvation, the lack of communication. Everything is in
motion. I know there's estimates of a limited nuclear war in Europe killing 900 and something million, but don't most estimates show it'll escalate quickly? We're talking 5 million dead?
Yep, pretty much. And here's the thing. When you're calculating deaths by nuclear weapons, you know, there's not 100% fission or fusion in the case of a hydrogen bomb. But what we're talking about is the initial death due to the blast, due to the overpressure, due to the heat. But we're talking billions, and I'm sorry, billions that are going to die. And that's biblical. We are in the realm of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And, you know, I think people better understand this. We've watched the weather being modified, weaponized against specifically Florida and previously last year, Texas. And now we've got the situation where, again, we cannot fight a two-front war. We cannot fight China. We can't even fight Russia. And Trump, the one thing I'll say to his credit is simply that he had a working relationship with Putin and recognized Putin as a very brilliant man. The images you're putting on the screen right now, ladies and gentlemen, these are the people that are running the government, especially the image right now of the black leather. That gentleman, I guess that's the wrong, but that pronoun person is in charge of the Department of Energy. Guess what the Department of Energy runs? The nuclear, how should I say, not only production of weapons, but also the distribution of weapons. Very powerful. So,
and then you've got the head of the monkeypox operation in satanic regalia saying he's a Satanist. You've got the army officer just got caught trying to sell secrets to China on Delta Force, who's a woman. I mean, this is a cult.
This is a cult, and it's a Luciferian cult. And I think what people lose track of, Alex, the Luciferian cults, as represented by the WEFers, okay, and obviously Yuval Harari and Schwab and the whole ilk, they're on record as saying they own 50% of the governments of the world. They have their people, 50% of every government. That's why you're seeing the breakdown of Western Europe. That's why you're seeing the whole petroleum industry destroyed, because they do not want those, and I'll just call it the entities that you're seeing, they do not want humanities to survive. They're transhumanists. You've done a beautiful job on talking about that. I've written about it. But ladies and gentlemen, the extinction of 250 million Americans. Alex has carried the story. I've talked about the story that, according to the Deagle Report, a Rockefeller Foundation, if you will, mouthpiece, 250 million Americans have to die in the next 3 years. So, Alex, there is no, how should I say this? There is no having to hype the danger we're in. And I can tell you, the United States has no, how should I say, viable alternative. We have no anti-missile defense system. We've got so many traitors in our military, within, without. And we watched the vaccination, that's my word, of the, I would say this, those who would not comply to die, basically. Now, we have a weakened military. We have the Obama promise that, in essence, watch what he's going to do to the United States. The United States is the greatest nation in the world, and we intend to change all that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's changed. Most people live in an illusory world of thinking America's the top dog on the block, and it no longer is. And there is no protection, civil defense wise. Everything is on a personal level. And Eric, I'm sorry, you were just showing, you know, Alex, the billionaires for bunkers. They've all hightailed it. They're out of here. So the idea that we're cannon fodder, I can't make it any more urgent than it is. Again, if the American people knew that a belligerent nation launched an intercontinental ballistic missile with a 50 kiloton nuclear warhead, these are real numbers, would you think that maybe somebody would say, boy, it's later than we think?
And by the way, I mean, I know you always have incredible sources. Is that in the news or is that your intel sources? Because it's happened 7 or 8 times I remember when from submarines and from overseas, China, Russia, and others, we've done it to them, fire dummy warheads. You know, they fire an ICBM to just show we can hit you, but then have it just crash into the ground without a payload. Is that what you're saying happened?
I'm saying that there was a lie based on my backed sources. And by the way, the story in coming out of the Yukon was they watched two metal objects crash in the air. So something was intercepted. An ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile, has to use a higher flight path and then a hypersonic missile. So we know it wasn't Russia because Russia has a Kinzhal hypersonic missile. So who else has nuclear capability? Well, it pretty well leaves China and it pretty well leaves North Korea. The dismissal of the events that have been taking place on the North Korean border, obviously the scrambling of quite a few, 24 jets of the North Koreans.
It was well, sure. I mean, Japan almost just last week told everybody shelter at home because of a missile that flew right over the island.
Correct. And I'm told by my sources, and again, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to get away. And Alex, most people have got to get away from the fact that if it isn't on Fox, if it isn't on MSNBC, if it isn't on the major networks, it can't be true. Everything we've warned about, that we've been called, all the names we've been called, has come to pass. And now nuclear war, and everybody was saying, oh, there'll never be a nuclear war. And the president says, hey, there's going to be a nuclear war. And he's the one that is facilitating, and I would say this, initiating and provoking.
The guy in control of the nuclear launch code starting the war tells you Armageddon is here. We'll be right back.
One of the ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes. Infowars.com/crypto.
That will end up as a clip on your show tonight. Objection. Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
People care about the First Amendment.
And in the cryptocurrency page, people can give you in Bitcoin. Yes.
Yes.
Ethereum, right?
Yes.
As well as XRP, Monero, Litecoin, USD Coin, Dogecoin, and Stellar.
This is it. Give crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
Thanks to your donations and your support at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars is able to broadcast free worldwide, combating the lies of the Great Reset.
Give crypto. Fund InfoWars.
Donate now. InfoWars.com/crypto.
We are sleepwalking into Armageddon. The icon exposing the New World Order, the guy that said all the information for anybody else, Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com is our guest. Now, I've been trying for 2 weeks to get Steve on. So the fact that we're in the middle of this escalated crisis was not like he just came on today because this is happening. He's been warning this for a long time, but this is when he could come on. Perfect timing, the way the Lord works. But I also wanted to get him on because he's an expert on preparation and getting ready. And nobody can break down how important satellite phones and things like that are than Steve. And Steve's a guy who a few years ago got us in touch with one of the biggest sat phone sales groups out there, and their Patriots that supply the Border Patrol, you name it. So he was going to talk about that some today and how people should get storable food and all the rest of it, what's going on in the world. You don't need to even tell you that with the things that are happening. Well, Steve, I want to get back in to Russia, Ukraine, how we de-escalate this. What do you think the globalists are planning next? Klaus Schwab saying, imminent cyber attacks, but then he says he wants to shut down industrial society, the poison shots, all of it with you. But let's spend some time on this. You got us the amazing sponsor a few years ago that had been great. The problem was everybody sold out of high quality, but at the same time, affordable sat phones. They finally got them back in. The shipment's arriving next week. They're free phones when people sign up for the service. So you're just simply signing up to make sure that when it comes in, you get it. And so they also have this amazing Bivy stick dongle that turns any phone into a sat phone. I've got it. My family's got it. Something everybody needs. Spend a few minutes telling folks about InfoWarsPhone.com. That simply takes them to this great group and organization that has these products right now, so many of which nobody else has got. InfoWarsPhone.com. Steve, tell us about that.
Well, first of all, anybody who's watched what happened in Florida absolutely saw people without power, people without communication. And the word when you lose communication is you panic. The nice thing about satellite phone store is the owners have dedicated themselves to making sure everyone can stay in touch with their loved ones if they understand how fragile the electrical grid is and also the cell phone communication grid. I'm told that there are hundreds of thousands of people without cell phones in Florida. And what was neat about Satellite Phone Store, Alex, they sent out vans and were finding people that had to communicate to let their loved ones know that they're alive. Communication in a survival situation is paramount, not just to be keeping in contact with your loved ones, but for information services. So the bivy stick, which I'm holding in my hand right now, actually, we'll leave it on the screen like you did. I mean, you can send out 1,000 character messages. The bivy stick obviously is satellite to satellite. You use your cell phone in airport or airplane mode, but this is probably one of the neatest things there is. And these are free just with a year contract. Ladies and gentlemen, this is
so let's explain. Even though your cell phone doesn't have service, this does. So it's so when your cell phone doesn't have service, it plugs into this, and now you can send text messages.
Correct. Text messages. The difference between the bivy stick and satellite phone, actually satellite phone, is a voice communication, but you're limited to the amount of text you can send. With a bivy stick, you can give more important data. And there are people around the world now, Alex, that can give us a heads up on what's going on in the world through bivy stick messaging. And that's one of the things that's so important. Communication is the key to your mind being kept in a...
And they have the bivy stick in stock at InfoWarsPhone.com. Takes you right to the great satellite phone company, one of the biggest in the U.S. They have it in stock. They have a huge shipment coming in this next week. This is already Friday. Then they'll start shipping. It's a free phone. You just sign up for the service. So just get signed up. And as soon as the phone's there, as soon as you get delivered, as soon as you activate it, you just pay for the service. This is a great deal. One of the best deals out there. And their patriots, InfoWarsPhone.com. Pre-order the free iSat 2 satellite phone. Get a free satellite phone loaded with 150 minutes of talk time per month. Only $99.95 per month for the talk time. The texts are free. Makes calls and texts from anywhere in the world completely secure. Off the grid, you can also get unlimited free calls to it, even though it's a sat phone. It's just the calls up the satellite. Costs money. Works anywhere that you're out in the open. They have antennas, so you can be inside as well. They have in stock the bivy stick and a free bivy stick device with unlimited data. Unlimited data for only $55 a month. The bivy stick is pocket-sized device. It allows you to, in any regular smartphone as a satellite communications device, send unlimited text data, GPS usage, and weather reports from anywhere. Go to InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020. That's InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020. This is essential. Everybody needs this.
And again, Alex, I think it's critical that people understand and really focus on this is that, ladies and gentlemen, we're in no man's land when we're talking about nuclear war. And we're not talking about in the future. We're not talking about Cold War policy. We're not talking about a strategic.
We're not talking about Kim Jong-un having five of them. I mean, the Russians with 10,000 of them.
You got it. And here's the deal. When you're looking at the weapons development, a Poseidon nuclear torpedo, by the way, Alex, our Defense Department, until Russia showed them at a weapons fair, didn't believe that there was such a thing as an autonomous, self-directed by AI, intelligent torpedo weapon that was 100 megatons. And they're already saying, look, we can generate a 1,600-foot radioactive tsunami, which is true. And just because the powers that be are so ignorantly blind, they will not understand hypersonic. The reason hypersonic is so well-developed is that the Russians and the Indians, and believe it or not, the North Koreans and others have been working on them. And in the meantime, the majority of the U.S. attempt to even achieve hypersonic missiles has gone by the wayside. And so this is not a game. See, this is what makes me the most torqued, okay, is that people somehow think that this stuff, all this is just happening. And if it was real, it'd be on the mainstream news. The mainstream news, some of the reporters will be sitting with their microphones in New York City when all of a sudden the screen goes blank. And, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's so critical that we stand behind InfoWars, that we support financially, because in essence, the entire truth movement is what the enemy is, because there is no truth in them. They live in a world of lies. They live in a kingdom of
lies. And they know if we take over the infrastructure of the planet, the globalists are out. So they want nuclear wars, famines, bioweapons to wipe us out, and they'll reorganize the wreckage.
Right. And I want to make a statement, too, that we need to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, with all of the residual DNA that's been gathered through the tests and all of the genetic testing banks and all of the Ancestry.com, the Chinese own the world.
You said Ancestry.com 10 years ago was selling it to China, and it all came out last year.
Yep. And again, you know, I got a lot of crap that people said, oh, they can't target individuals. Yes, they can. Representative Cox. Excuse me, just came out, three different people. Representative Crow just came out and said his major concern at the Aspen Institute is biological weapons that are targeted to individuals, individually targeted bioweapons. So, ladies and gentlemen, everything that you think is private, there is no privacy any longer, down to a genetic level. So let's say a specific group has been designated a problem group. By the integration of their DNA and their individualization of that DNA, anybody can be targeted. And I believe that obviously, if it weren't for the prayers of your listeners, my listeners, Alex, they absolutely would have succeeded in taking me out. I'm not grandstanding. I'm just telling you that going back, as you know, when I start talking about individual bioweaponized strains of viruses that would be person-specific, individual-specific, people just laughed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can laugh, but all the imagery right now, all the news, look at Drudge, I think, unless it's still there, Drudge has an atomic explosion. They're quoting Biden. And Alex, we, the United States, are the ones that initiate, thank you very much, we are the ones that initiated the talk of nuking Russia. And then Zelensky now is having to backpedal because he basically said the United States needs to do a first strike on Russia. Russia's been defined. And by the way, interestingly enough, everybody wants to vilify them, but it is the globalists that want Russia taken out of the way because they simply want Russia's fresh water. 25% of the fresh water in the planet is in Lake Baikal in Russia. They want their wheat. They want their gold. They want global control and Russia's nationalists. And I'd say this, when President Putin, and this is a fact, when President Putin put a floor on gold, he put the entire...
Hold on. Oh, Steve Quill, incredible information. There's so much huge news unfolding in the world I've not even talked about, except the first 5 minutes of the show, I spent like 20 seconds on it. The show trials, run of the Democrats, where I was already found guilty for questioning Sandy Hook, where they lied about everything I said and did. The lawyers asked yesterday, and I've actually got the paperwork for the lawyers here, my lawyers. They actually asked for $8.25 billion just on the first charge of reputational loss. They asked for an unlimited amount on emotional distress and then a cup of false advertising claim that had nothing to do with Sandy Hook, that all our advertising is criminal, and they asked for billions there. I don't have $2 million in the bank. So it's a joke at the end of the day with all this nuclear war information and the rest of it, but it shows how desperate they are. Plus, Connecticut and Texas are capped at $5 million. They want that number to scare people. So people say, how are you handling all this? I'm 10,000% worried about nuclear war. I'm not even 1% worried about this BS, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm still going to cover some of it because it's so interesting at the start of the next hour after Steve Quell leaves us. But what did they say in there? In the Texas trial and in Connecticut, they're like, he tells you the water is poisonous and sells water filters as if it's a manipulation. It'd be like if prospectors were going into the Klondikes or something 150 years ago and they said, hey, you might want to buy a coat before you go there. And I'm selling coats, you know, on the trail for the gold mine. I mean, you need a coat, you need boots, you need a pickaxe. The question is it a good coat? Is it a good pickaxe? And damn right it is. as if it's a manipulation. We overtly say the water's full of toxins. You better be filtering your water. Here are several brands of top-rated water filtration systems at preparetoday.com. We openly say the world's getting more unstable. You need a satellite dongle or a satellite phone. I've got one. Yeah, we're selling it to you to keep us on air. We have them. We believe in it. It's like, you know, I hate to be gross here, but if you were being forced to the Navy or something in some, you know, rite of passage to be with some prostitute that's got gonorrhea, you better wear a condom. You know, we are literally here just warning people about what's going on and then trying to get you prepared for what we see happening. I told you 2.5 years ago, buy storable food, food prices are going to double. Now they have. It's all over the news that most water systems are full of toxic poisons now and you should be filtering it. We sell the highest rated. That's what you got to check. Everybody needs a water filter, but is it the highest rated? PrepareToday.com, high quality storable food, ready to ship, the lowest prices you're going to find. But I got to tell you, they've been a sponsor. They've been trying to get me to even plug on air. I've been so busy, I haven't. But now I was reminded when Steve Quayle was coming on today, because he's the guy that introduced me. He's one of the top sellers in the country, lowest prices out there, great deals, free phone, free dongle, all you pay for is the service, that I should get Steve to talk about this because I left these in boxes. I got them years ago. I have them. I tested one out. It worked great. I got one in my car. I got one at my house. But I'm getting them out now. I'm learning how to use them better. They're really easy to use like a regular phone because we're in that world today. Go to InfoWars Phone, one word, InfoWarsPhone.com, and they come in next week. Everybody's been sold out of sat phones that are affordable for a long time. They got a big shipment in. They're ready to ship next week. All you pay for is a service. Go sign up now, and you will be the first to get the phone. And they have the Bivy Stick dongles ready to just plug into your regular cell phone and turn it into a sat phone. They're only $55 a month. The service, the dongle, is free. They got a lot of other incredible products at InfoWarsPhone.com. That just takes you as a sublink to the full page of these great folks. And then we get the sponsorship, and it keeps us on air at 360 WIM. These are the best deals out there. InfoWarsPhone.com, InfoWarsPhone.com, or 941-955-1020. Steve, anything else on the phone and the dongle, and then other amazing points you want to relay to folks? Because you are truly the maverick.
Well, I thank you for that, Alex. I think the thing is alternative power is going to be a very important thing. I think one of the neat things about the satellite phone stores are selling the power generators, are selling the solar cells, all the charge converters and stuff. And they put together some nice packages. Now, look, if 1,000 people wanted it, they would absolutely bust the storage.
By the way, I'm interrupting you, but I love the owners of the company. They're great patriots. But they're like, no, just plug these one products. I'm like, no, you have everything. I mean, they need to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
No. I'm just saying that people ask me all the time, well, how do I charge it if there's no power? Easy, with solar. But let's talk about right now, too, the coming weatherized warfare.
No, but I interrupted because I'm gonna not do what they asked me to do. I want to talk about the other incredible products on the site. Tell folks about that.
Okay, I'm sorry. First of all, they have these satellite phones back in stock. You mentioned that, 1,000 of them, I believe, available at the end of October. They've got the Bivy Stick. The package comes with a free phone. All you're paying is $55 a month. They have a satellite uplinks. They have the storage battery, the power solar generators. In essence, they are a one-stop communication and electrical production facility because, ladies and gentlemen, you're being told, you're watching in real time that even the Swedish government saying, hey, to stay warm this winter, you're going to have to build a tent in your living room and huddle together. The Germans are being told, oh, you won't have any power, so take a cold shower and basically suck it up. If anybody has got a grasp of the situation, Alex, people need power. The people in Florida, I believe Florida is a microcosm of what is to come. And so with the solar generators, the solar cells, the power storage, and the communication that doesn't rely on the electrical grid of the United
States. That's right. They've got small, easy to move, that work great batteries with the best small compact solar systems, with the sat phones, with the communications, bivy sticks, everything you need at extremely low prices.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason why we're bringing this up today on this podcast, broadcast, forgive me, I do podcasts, Alex does broadcasts,
no, it's both.
Is that We're running out of time, ladies and gentlemen, in any nuclear war scenario. And Alex, I've offered to discuss with any Pentagon spokesman that wants to come on and debate me on a platform about the advanced weapons that exist in China, in Russia, and even in North Korea. Obviously, they're not going to do it. But the thing is that the anti-satellite rumors out there of the different systems that are blinding the eyes of our...
Well, the Chinese have admittedly blown up U.S. satellites.
They are. But see, you can never, I can never, we can never, unless someone told us. I want to answer this question right now. How can you guys know this stuff? Well, simply because people who are in that world tell us because they're terrified themselves.
How did you know about the human animal hybrids, the chemtrails, before anybody else?
Well, quite candidly, the bottom line is I had people telling me this, but I also went to the Bible, Genesis 6:4, and you guys sell my books, but the fallen angels, look, you use the word demon. There's a lot of demons out there, the disembodied spirit of the combination hybrids of fallen angels, earth women having sex. All of the mythologies of the world deal with that. But the hybridization of the human race is what Yuval Harari, the WFers, are telling everybody that God didn't do a good enough job.
That's right. They're mainlining animal-human hybrids. They're saying it's happening. It's here.
It's here. And, you know, it's interesting because people used to give me so much crap. But even if you go to the old, if you will, the apocryphal works of Esdras, you know, the scribe, talking about your ministrating women will give birth to monsters. You know, I mean, again, there's so much in ancient history, but the ancient history is now, because even the Pentagon calls for the return of the gods, little g, of the Sumerians. In essence, the fallen angels are coming back, and the book of Revelation is talking about this very time. The four horsemen of the apocalypse, they're galloping through the world, and people say, oh, I'm so scared. Well, you shouldn't be scared, because in essence, that's why you should support, Alex. And listen, I want this clear. If people do not support your platform and the absolute necessity of the spear of the point, look, you're like an icebreaker. You're the bow of an icebreaker. You have broken the ice. This is the truth. It's history. I was able to, you know, have some input into your life, but you still have been out there. You don't give in. Ladies and gentlemen, most people never step into the battle, and those are Alex's critics, or my critics, they're Doug Hagman's critics, the people, they're Mike Adams' critics. People who don't understand, I'm sorry, I'm passionate today, the lateness of the hour, we're talking about an intercontinental ballistic missile launch. We're talking to you, you'll never know the true defense condition of the U.S. military, and we don't have the military assets, the advanced weapons, and this isn't pro-Russia. This is the truth. The truth is not propaganda. And it's
we've been undermined intentionally. That was the whole vaccine mandate with the troops. Now, yep. The Army had a 15% underage, and then the recruits they got, I got to say, are pathetic.
Yeah. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we only have so many hours or so many days left before a very provocative incident happens. Already, it looks like there's a week countdown. I can't say I know this for sure, but a week countdown for a false flag in Ukraine. They will blame the Russians, and then NATO will invoke Article 5. And
hold on, stay there. One more segment. I want to hear all about the Ukraine false flag from the Maverick Trailblazer, Steve Quayle. This guy, I read his stuff 30 years ago and thought, well, he's very articulate, and part of it I can prove, but this sounds crazy. It all came true. I wish it wasn't true. Back in 2 minutes with the one, the only, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And the most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. All three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure that actually get into your cells are in X3, the deep earth crystal iodine, and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3 sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Now, it takes a few weeks for this high quality iodine to kick in, but almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. StevQuayle.com.
All right, I was just talking to Steve during the break, and he said, listen, I know the attack you guys are under, you need to fundraise. And he's absolutely right. We are behind over $500,000 right now because of the legal bills and the attacks and everything else. Once we're over these big judgments and these show trials that are ending as we speak, the appeals are very inexpensive compared to those. We'll be able to block those for 2 years, and by then we're going to fix this or turn this around or it's all over anyways. So we got to stay on air. I'm announcing a special 8 a.m. to midnight broadcast. We'll have the regular shows, also my show, but we're going to have Steve Quell and others. Wednesday night, we're going to midnight. Steve Quell will be on 6 to 8 Central, 7 to 8 Mountain, and he'll lay all this out and more. But enough about support InfoWars. Let's talk about the big picture. I feel I see a false flag. You see all the preparation in Ukraine for nuclear. You see that too. In the 4 minutes we have left, Steve, tell us about what you're most concerned about.
I'm most concerned about a false flag that is going to be blamed on the Russians, but also, Alex, with the removal of the children and the women and mothers and children, obviously babies and stuff, out of the four rejoined to the Russia, we'll call them former parts of Russia, I believe there is going to be a very serious nuclear or hyperbaric weapon demonstration. I think that the vilification of President Putin is off the charts. You watched it happen, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump. And the globalists are the ones that are doing their best to put Russia and the United States at war. And Lucifer himself wants the war. He wants the maximum amount of death. He doesn't care who does it. He just wants to make sure it gets done. So when Zelensky said, and he's backtracking it right now, that the United States needs, he was inferring, to attack Russia with nuclear weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to pay $17 a gallon for gas? $17 a gallon. Are you willing to go without heat? Are you willing? And $70 billion, actually it's more than that, $100 billion now, that has gone into the Ukraine, and 80% of it, Alex, is going out the back doors of Ukraine. All the weapons we're giving them, is they're going out on the black market. Now, obviously, they're using some of them. But ladies and gentlemen, please understand, when we attacked the Nord Stream pipeline, that was a direct act of war. When we are having our liquid natural gas tankers going across selling U.S. LNG at more expensive prices than the Russians were, I want everyone to understand that if somebody loves their country and they're a nationalist and they want to protect their people, I can tell you this. It's interesting to me, and this is really critical. Russia has an active civil defense. They are able to shield their population. They are able to shield their manufacturing. They are on a wartime footing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And ladies and gentlemen, we're running out of, quote, all of our weapons, and some of the generals have warned about it. You're watching the internal destruction of the United States, a communist takeover and takedown, and the finishing touch is going to be a nuclear-launched strategic weapons against the United States. Now, I believe that God can do anything, but unfortunately, remember this, the very party that's pushing nuclear war made war on God. They said God has no place on our platform. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you history records nations with that attitude as disappearing from off the earth. And I think that people better realize it, Alex. We're not on a multi-month countdown, in my opinion, okay? I pray I'm wrong. We are on a moment-by-moment, day-by-day, what would you say, threat level that is increasing beyond anybody's ability to grasp and apply it. Now, they can grasp it, but apply it to your life. And I'm calling it the day everything you've known before is gone forever, okay? It's not just the day the dollar.
And Klaus Schwab's been saying, get ready for that. You'll own nothing, you'll have nothing. You won't live in cities, you'll live in communes. I mean, they are doing this.
They are. And so, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is how late the hour is. Please get behind, Alex. I'm excited to be able to join on the fundraiser on Wednesday. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking 1,000 of you, okay, who are capable, and you know who you are financially. I'll put the first 1,000 in. I'll PayPal Alex within, and I don't believe in telling you to do something.
Hold on, stay there. Back in 60 seconds. SaveInfoWars.com is the current place. Steve Quell of SteveQuell.com, best-selling author, founding prepper, guy that predicted everything that's now happening to a T. was getting into the fact that we've got to keep liberty instruments like InfoWars on air during this critical time. And you're also going to finish up with just the laissez-faire attitude as we sleepwalk into Armageddon.
Well, in essence, again, the cavalier attitude, it's as if, Alex, everybody is listening to the battle plan and going, well, as long as it doesn't hit me, I'm okay. Everything you've known, all your freedoms, liberties, they've already gone.
Look, justice. Every estimate is if there's a tactical nuke used, it's going to go regional and probably planet-wide. I mean, we are on the verge of destruction.
Yeah, and I want to change the term tactical, okay? We're talking tactical weapons are in the kiloton region. We're talking about region. We're talking strategic nuclear weapons. We're in the 25 megaton realm. And by the way, the Russians have their Satan 1 and Satan 2. And by the way, those were named in honor of the United States. A multi-targeted reentry vehicle warheads that have multiple warheads in each rocket. They are on, I'm told, 5-minute launch command. They have their targets already picked. And by the way, none of this stuff is being done in secret. I don't know what more, honestly, people could do than expect from Russia when they're being told daily. And this is all about stopping World War III, everyone. It is, they're being told daily, we're going to nuke you. Zelensky says to the United States and then tries to walk it back, you guys should nuke Russia. Well, the bottom line is we don't even have newer warheads. We don't even have the
half
missile.
Half the commanders literally are in dresses and wearing red high heels.
Right. And I said this and I stand by it. Let me tell you something. Women's panties on men and red high heels or leather bondage sadomasochism heads of the Department of Energy, that the high heel shoes are not a very effective defense against hypersonic missiles. By the way, Russia said in 90 seconds from our submarine launch ballistic missiles, this place disappears, this place disappears, this place disappears. And, you know, putting aircraft carriers out to sea when a 100 megaton nuclear weapon is underneath you is not really modern warfare any longer. So in essence, there is no sanity. There is no rationale, in my opinion. There's just a provocation of World War III. And Alex, I think what people have got to understand is the Bible's very clear about this, that the Antichrist is waiting in the wings to come on as a man of peace after, of course, a nuclear war. You've got to scare humanity into accepting the ultimate world dictator. And now we've heard that from the mouth of the Pope, one world religion. We're hearing about the one world digital currency and, of course, the World Economic Foundation, a one world government where you'll own nothing, I'll own nothing. And
how crazy is it how vindicated you and others are? I mean, because I've been around 28 years, been around 35 years, but totally vindicated now. I don't see that as a positive. I feel sick. We were unable to stop this, but I mean, we are totally vindicated, and they just hope censorship makes us go away. But we've proven we know what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, and again, they can call it conspiracy all they want, but when you and I were talking just about social media being, if you will, a projection of the Stasi, Marcus Wolf, and I remember you and I did a podcast, what, 10 years ago? Marcus Wolf.
Yeah, remember Obama hired the former head of the Stasi, then Google hired Stasi to help set up their system.
Yep, and so, ladies and gentlemen, you know, everything you think, do, and say is in the spying they're doing at you every day. And now it's not enough just to have external means. They want internal means. So they want the Neuralink. They want this. They want that. And I want people to understand this. Total control is at the end of everything that the World Economic Foundation is going. And, you know, Yuval Harari is very clear. He's basically saying the majority of the planet has to die. You're useless eaters.
He said that exactly. And he said the future's not human.
You got it. So when
and you said that in one of your books, I forget which one, I read over 20 years ago. It actually says their plan is for there not to be a human future.
Yep, and that was Genetic Armageddon, which you carried in those days. And now the book that's really important is Terminated, The End of Man is Here, Not Near. So when you hear about H+, Humanity Plus, when you hear about the genetic manipulation of the human genome, when you hear about the introduction of a microbiome-controlled operating system within your body, And remember this, anything they put in you can be controlled to destroy you at a moment's notice. And so now we're seeing, and I'm sorry, we're seeing this. I came into my office today knowing I would be doing this, but my manager, Daryl, said, what's the matter? I said, I've never felt this sick in my stomach. It's one thing to write about it decades in advance, but it's another thing to see people blissfully unaware, not even realizing what is at their front door. And what happens if Russia takes out 10 cities? They're gone in a flash. And by the way, Putin also said, and the defense minister said, we're not going to just hit one city, another city, another city. He said all of our missiles will hit at once. I don't think people understand that. I pay attention to what they say. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting for your lives, your children. This isn't melodrama. This is the truth.
This isn't some Netflix show, and people psychologically confuse all the entertainment and all these programs with reality. This is reality. SteveQuayle.com. Steve will be with us for 2 hours, Wednesday night, special emergency broadcast, SteveQuayle.com. I hope we're here on Wednesday. God bless you, sir, and thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Alex. And people, get behind this. And seriously, 1,000 people, go to, Alex, what's your website where they can donate?
SaveInfoWars.com is where I need the funds to keep the legal battle going. That's the most important. 100% will go towards that. We're about to finish these show trials. We got 2 years of appeals. That'll buy us the time to stay on air, but we don't have the funds. I want to thank those that did donate. SaveInfoWars.com. Thank you, Steve.
I'll PayPal you $1,000. I want you to put it up, and I want those 1,000 people to join with me, okay?
I need it, sir. Thank you. God bless you. Amazing person, folks. He's always been articulate. I always thought he was a great guest. But when I first interviewed him 28 years ago, he's one of my first big guests. I thought this guy is like a great science fiction writer, and it all came true. It's just sick. Jay Dyer is a great researcher. He's about to take over for the next 45 minutes, and he has all their documents, all their admissions to be able to speak to what's currently happening and everything that's going on. Steve Quayle's just been a godsend over the years. You know, he's not even getting paid to come on and plug InfoWarsPhone.com and that big satellite phone company. He just believes in it. He brought it to us as a sponsor to support us. He knows I'm a straight shooter. He knows when I say we're out of money, we're out of money. And we're the enemy's main target. So go to InfoWarsPhone.com. They're a sponsor. They got great products, satellite phones, and the bevy sticks that turn regular cell phones into sat phones. Go to InfoWarsPhone.com. So, separately, people are asking me, hey, the leftist Democrat Party lawyers yesterday, and the jury's out right now in Connecticut in a show trial, and already been found guilty by the judge, are asking for, I said $7 billion, my lawyer misspoke. It's $8.25 billion, $550 million per plaintiff, as if I killed their kids. They didn't say how much they want for emotional distress or this CUTPA claim or their legal fees. They're saying it's $9 million. The great news is we're in bankruptcy. They can't ever get it. It doesn't matter. The funds you send us is for appeal the next year, the next 2 years to stay on air in this incarnation of this broadcast. So none of the money you buy products from, none of that is, you know, we're in a 2 year legal battle with them left on top of this. That keeps us on air in the appeals process and everything else that is taking place. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a book, get a film, get a signed Alex Jones, Great Reset in the War for the World. And I hope your book arrives for World War III, but there's a very good chance we can stop this, but we got to take it very serious and realize how incredibly important all of this is. So thank you all for your support. Those that have donated at SaveInfoWars.com, that 100% goes to legal fees. If you want to support InfoWars and free speech, you get great products. InfoWarsStore.com, X3, the highest quality iodine. Despite the fact there's a run on iodine, we're still offering until it sells out, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion for your immune system, your whole body, a great bestseller. It's 50% off, back in stock. So get your X3, your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Jay Dyer takes over the next 45 minutes, loaded for bear, and then Owen Schroyer, Christy Lee, many others coming up 3 p.m. today, and that is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. 8 a.m. tomorrow kicks off with Harrison Smith and the American Journal. Find all those verboten, forbidden links at InfoWars.com/show and share them, because we're human intelligence against the AI that's already censoring, been weak and overpowered if we're aware of it. So check your junk box. That's where they're blocking us in the email. Share us via text message. Jay Dyer takes over. Stay with us. Don't listen to corporate media. Don't listen to the establishment. Don't listen to Republican, Democrat leaders. Don't listen to think tanks. You want to hear why they fear InfoWars.com? You want to hear why they fear Alex Jones? Go to InfoWars.com and actually hear my show. Watch what we say. Watch what we do. See what we really say. And we're not going to defeat these people until we admit they're evil, we admit it's going on, and we organize against them and we stop them.
This man is more hated by the media than Donald Trump, and that says something, okay?
That's why they hate us, is we're very, very popular populists. I have the number one book of the world, The Great Reset and The War for the World. It exposes Klaus Schwab. It exposes Bill Gates. It exposes the New World Order with their own quotes. Number one book of the world. And liberals and conservatives and everybody are buying it because they want to hear what they're not supposed to hear.
Alex Jones has the biggest book in the country, but the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that.
Listen, you want to hear unfiltered, sometimes we're wrong, sometimes we're right. You want to hear unfiltered, real analysis from the wild man from Texas, from the Texas tornado. You go to InfoWars.com and the audio and video feeds and what we say are there. And I ask the public to judge me for yourself.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
They're in fear of the truth that he does actually bring out.
But at the end of the day, if you want to know the truth, just research it for yourself and come to InfoWars.com and see the forbidden information that you're not supposed to see at InfoWars.com.
I just caught you, American. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Bandai Video, or I have to hurt you. Ah.